The Southwest Chief Line runs through the towns of Lamar, La Junta, and Trinidad. It's part of a longer passenger route stretching from Chicago to Los Angeles.
The train will continue to slow down. The train is already operating more slowly now than it did 5 years ago through there.
That's Amtrak spokesman Mark Maglieri. The train runs on older tracks owned by the Burlington Northern and Santa Fe Railway. A plan is currently in the works for Amtrak, BNSF, and the states of Colorado, New Mexico, and Kansas to split the $200 million cost of upgrading and maintaining the tracks in those states. Colorado's portion would be $40 million.
There are some state funds that could be used.
Democratic Representative Leroy Garcia of Pueblo is sponsoring House Bill 1161. It would create a commission to study the issue over the next year. Garcia also wants the commission to look at adding a stop in Pueblo and possibly Walsenburg.
We look at this as an avenue to continue to advocate for the Southwest Chief, and specifically in southern Colorado and southeastern Colorado, where it has a huge economic impact. There's more of a regional and state perspective on how this should be solved. I think that's really to be a benefit because there's not one approach that's going to solve the solution for everyone.
The bill has bipartisan support and easily cleared the House with little debate. Republican Senator Larry Crowder is a co-sponsor of the measure. He says keeping the line in Colorado is critical.
The gist of the thing is now the Amtrak is attempting to reroute that due to the condition of the track. But I'm of the opinion if we lose this Amtrak line, we will not get it back.
That's something Amtrak doesn't want to do, but officials say it may have no other choice but to redirect the route to existing tracks in Kansas and Texas. And while there's strong support in Colorado for preserving the line, finding money for it is another issue. Some lawmakers say Amtrak should foot the entire bill. Republican Representative Don Corum of Montrose isn't convinced the line will ever be sustainable.
It would take decades to make that thing viable, and I think there's probably better ways that that community and the state of Colorado could spend their money.
Republican Representative Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling agrees.
It's always a concern to me when we try to help and subsidize an already losing proposition, not only from the national level, but the state level. We may continue to put money into a sinking hole.
A study from Colorado State University Pueblo shows that the Southwest Chief Line serves about 13,000 passengers in Colorado each year, half of whom are from out of state. Governor John Hickenlooper says freight could help pay for some of the costs.
But we also don't know how much other freight's going across that line. In other words, who's going to share the maintenance costs and what are those maintenance costs? That's the part that's most concerning.
Hickenlooper says the railway is hugely important to southern Colorado, and he's open to finding a funding solution.
Well, we've got to be responsible. You can't just, you know, no one gave us a blank check over here.
And if Colorado, New Mexico, or Kansas fails to come up with their share of the money, the whole proposal falls apart. Colorado's bill to create a commission now heads to the state Senate. New Mexico officials have set aside money to study the legal and economic benefits of maintaining the line, but the governor there has been skeptical. Kansas is also looking at the issue. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.